Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now a call in on what I missed during my summer vacation. Here we go, folks. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And I'll give it to you the way I see it in just a minute. But let's get your phone calls coming in, and let's put it this way. You can comment on anything that has happened in the news in the month of August. Anything around here, because I was, you know, in the Adirondacks and seeing more world and national news than what was going in the New York City area, or comment on any of the big events of the month of August. And what a month it has been so far, as Jon Stewart put it on The Daily Show last week.
Where do you want to start tonight? Could there be any more news? Sex, war, athletic competition at its highest level. Don't people know it's August?
Don't people know it's August? So you call us and tell us what I missed during my summer vacation. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. So nice to have the regular call-in number back. Glad that got fixed during my summer vacation. And from my own perspective, here's what's happened during my summer vacation. Bruce Ivins died. Then Solzhenitsyn died. Then Bernie Mac died. That was a shock. Solzhenitsyn, who knew he was still alive? Ted Stevens got indicted. Salam Hamdan got 5 months and 22 days. John Edwards got caught. Brett Favre came out of retirement. The Russian army came out of mothballs. As the invasion of Georgia was coming to light, Putin was in a VIP box at the Olympics opening ceremony. Solzhenitsyn would have had something to say about that. President Bush had a box there, too, and had a my pet goat kind of moment, did you see? He made nice to Putin despite the unnecessary invasion of another country being launched as they spoke. Then again, lots of people there made nice to Bush despite the unnecessary invasion of another country. And they all made nice to Hu Jintao, except those four Americans who put on dust masks to go running in the smog. But no worries, the United States apologized on their behalf. The only human right the president pushed was the right to be a Christian. Did you notice that? John McCain came out for checking tire pressure after he had come out against it. Barack Obama came out for offshore oil drilling after he had come out against it. Brett Favre became a jet. Woohoo! The worst bioterrorist in U.S. history turned out to be an army science nerd, not a swarthy foreigner. And the worst violence of the month turned out to be among Caucasians. Real Caucasians, in the Caucasus. Bernie Mac might have had something to say about that. Are these Caucasians really the fathers of all white people? Obama accepted only three debates when he originally seemed interested in McCain's proposal of 10 topic-specific forums. The only exception, Pastor Rick Warren's forum on what it means to be a Christian. You notice that? McCain jumped on Obama for telling both groups of Caucasians to cool their jets. The Republicans wanted to blame only Russia, which left it to France to broker the ceasefire. Isaac Hayes died, treadmill still running. Mahmoud Darwish died, homeland status still unresolved. The Arkansas Democratic chairman was assassinated. Both Clintons landed primetime speaking spots at the Democratic convention, and Hillary got a roll call vote. Now let's see, John. In 2006, when your wife's cancer was in remission, John, but when you were actively seeking the presidency, you and your campaign videographer, John, well, guess who's not speaking at the Democratic convention? Attorney General Mukasey came out against the illegal politicization of the Justice Department. He explicitly admitted that it had happened, but he declined to prosecute those responsible, saying it was the kind of illegal that's not a crime. The kind of illegal that's not a crime. That was always my favorite kind. Hamdan's prison term will be up on December 29th, giving the Bush administration nearly a full month left in office to see if they abide by their own military tribunal sentence and let him go. What would McCain and Obama do? Haven't heard that yet. And you know, Russia did China a big favor, taking center stage as the non-Western bad guy during the Olympics these last 2 weeks. When was the last time you heard a story about Tibet? Oh, and Michael Phelps, Michael Phelps, Michael Phelps, Michael Phelps. Governor Patterson proposed big spending cuts to deal with the deficit. The Democrats and the legislature came out against the cuts, and so did the Republicans. Michael Phelps, Michael Phelps, Michael Phelps. Mark Spitz, Michael Phelps. Julia Child was a spy. Did you hear that? Ellen and Portia got married. Mike and the Mad Dog got divorced. And the New York Times style section declared that the new gourmet food is ice. And that is at least some of what happened as I saw it during my summer vacation. What else did I miss? Give us a call, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And where should I start? How about Vince on Staten Island? He's got one, if I can get to that line. There you go. Hi, Vince. You're on the air.
Hey, Brian. How's it going?
All right. How about you?
You heard all that, but you didn't hear that the Port Authority okayed plans for a new Gothels Bridge to connect my borough here, Staten Island, to New Jersey.
You're right. I didn't hear that. And how old and creaky that old Gothels Bridge is.
Oh, it's probably one of the thinnest bridges in the country.
So is this going to be an additional bridge, meaning additional lanes of traffic?
They want to have. It looks like it's going to be from the stuff I've seen on the internet. It looks like it's definitely going to be a lot wider than it is now. One of the things they're talking about, though, is the possibility of mass transit going over the bridge, which we on Staten Island would find intriguing, because there is an old North Shore rail line that comes right up to it.
Right.
And there is, of course, the Northeast Corridor right on the other side. It would be interesting if they could actually do something about that.
It would be nice if they also give you guys a little mass transit link from the North Shore into Manhattan other than the ferry, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, and it just seems like they can connect that old line with passenger service and have a direct link into Manhattan for the first time ever. And every county within 50 miles of New York City has that, pretty much, except Staten Island.
Plans for a new Gothels Bridge. Got it. Thanks, Vince.
Thank you. Cynthia
in Bayhead, you're on WNYC. Hi, Cynthia.
Hi. One thing that caught my interest was the story about the Chinese not being as honest about the age of the girls, the gymnasts.
I know. I kept seeing that on the Olympics coverage, and it kind of blows my mind because I don't know how they can get away with it if it's really true. But I keep hearing these commentators say that the Chinese gymnast girls, some of them, are under the age of 16, which would technically be illegal, but I guess they can't prove it.
Certainly they can't prove it, except for a story that was found in an article in one of the Chinese newspapers stating the girl was 13 in that paper from an event, I guess, a couple of years ago. But what I don't understand is how come there has been so little coverage. You hear little murmurs here and there. And then I've also heard stories about journalists being not given the information that they've been promised or being lied to, and you hear nothing of that on national coverage.
And it's almost as if the IOC doesn't want to go after this.
Oh, of course. I mean, that would be an embarrassment to them and the Chinese, and they are not itching for a confrontation.
Thank you for calling, Cynthia. Adam in Newark, you're on WNYC. Hi, Adam.
Hi, how are you?
Okay. So what I missed?
So a few weeks ago, Seton Hall Law released an article that was for the Senate Judiciary Committee hearings on establishing new courts for Guantanamo Bay hearings.
We'll just take note that Adam in Newark is spending a summer reading the Seton Hall Law Journal. That's correct, right?
That is more or less correct, yes.
Go ahead.
The information we discovered was pretty startling. It seems that all releases from the base have had to do with nationality and not allegations against the detainees.
What do you mean by nationality?
For instance, if you are, in order to get released from Guantanamo, your best bet is to either be from Saudi Arabia, Afghanistan, or Pakistan. It turns out that 95% of all Pakistanis have been released from the base. And it also turns out that something like let's see, 30% of those released were members of Al-Qaeda, Taliban, or both, and it really came down to them being from those nations. 70% of all Gitmo detainees are from only six countries, and Saudi Arabia, Afghanistan, and Pakistan are the three large ones of those. They were released at much higher rates than the other three, which are...
The other three are?
China, Algeria, and Tunisia.
China?
Yes, actually, China, the Uyghur population from Northwest.
Right. So your implication is that those countries whose governments are seen as allied with the United States, Pakistan under Musharraf and Saudi Arabia, their citizens got special privileges.
That is absolutely correct.
All right.
Adam, that way.
Thank you very much. Ken in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. What did I miss during my summer vacation?
Another story that seems to have taken on elephant in the living room status. Ron Suskind, The Way of the World.
What about Ron Suskind? Is that a book?
Yeah.
Do you want to give us your thumbnail?
Okay. The pretty well substantiated or documented anyway, according to, you know, Mr. Suskind anyway, revelation that the Bush administration forged a letter
with evidence,
right,
supporting the WMD claims in Iraq?
Right, and the connection to al-Qaeda, right?
Oh, right. Okay, I did hear something about that. I'll have to look more into that and see if that was really reported as a forgery. Yikes. Brian in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Brian.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's your dog's name?
Kava Kava.
All right. Nice
Kava,
boy.
Kava.
Nice Kava Kava. Girl, down Kava Kava. Anyway, Brian, go ahead.
Yeah, you missed Donald Trump buying Ed McMahon's house.
Oh, you're right, I did. Where is Ed McMahon's house? It's not in L.A.?
I believe it is in L.A., And it's a complete stranger to Donald Trump.
Is he going to live there?
I doubt it.
It's an investment.
Donald Trump would be like Woody Allen in that way.
Wait, Ed McMahon is still alive, right?
Yes, he is, and he's going to... Donald Trump is going to rent the house to him so he can continue living there.
I see. And if it was a rent-stabilized unit, then Donald Trump would be just hoping that Ed McMahon died, and then he could flip it.
That's right.
But I guess it's not that. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Peggy in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. What did I miss on my summer vacation?
The good news is that you haven't really missed it yet. It has been extended twice, and it's the Public Theater's production of Hair.
Oh, yes.
At the Delacorte Theater,
right,
in Shakespeare in the Park. It is such a happening occasion. Brilliant, brilliant acting. Brilliant joy, happiness. The sad bit is that it is anti-war. And as wonderful it is, where everyone gets up and dances and you come alive again, I had tears in my eyes when it came to the death part of the boy going to Vietnam.
Is it presented as sort of kitschy and a period piece
at
all?
No, it is so vibrant and so now. You must go.
Peggy, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And Peggy giving us the review there. What did I miss during my summer vacation? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Anything from the month of August. And Gary in Jersey City, you're on WNYC. Hi, Gary.
Hi there, Brian. You missed summer streets.
Oh, you mean the closings of those streets on the east side of Manhattan on the Saturdays?
Yeah, it was wonderful. We went to the first one, and it was just a carnival.
What did you do? What did you do? It was a party in the streets, huh?
We biked. My wife and I biked. My son decided to walk.
Could you? Now, I was wondering what the biking would be like there, because as I understood it, it was designed to be, yes, for pedestrians and bicycles, but also there were going to be all these carnival-like activities, so it was going to be a mob scene, was it?
Well, it was a controlled mob scene. If we could get everybody to keep to the right, it would have been much better, but the real hoot was driving through the Park Avenue tunnel on a bicycle. It was like an apocryphal experience there.
Oh, down around 45th Street, that tunnel.
Yes.
Wow, they closed that, huh?
Yeah.
What was it like underneath?
Dark. Incredibly dark. It is not a lit tunnel.
Was it safe?
Yeah, it was true. There was a policeman at each end, and the whole experience was quite safe because only a limited number of cross streets were open, and they were clearly delineated. And at the cross streets, when people did stop, there was a lot of conversation and interchanges going on and people making comments, and the policemen seem to be enjoying themselves.
Thanks for calling, Gary. Allison in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Allison.
Hi. I just wanted to call in and let you know that you missed a tornado in Brooklyn a couple weeks ago.
Really? Where did it touch down?
Well, I believe in Bay Ridge and Kensington.
Funny enough, I had heard just as we were about to come back on Saturday, and I live in northern Manhattan, that there was a tornado watch for northern Manhattan and Englewood Cliffs and Riverdale.
Yeah, you know, what's funny about that is that having lived in the Midwest, the tornado, it was actually a tornado warning. They gave us a tornado warning here, which that's supposed to be when you actually have seen
yes.
a tornado, and I don't think they did see one. So we're not used to I don't know, alerts in this area around
right. Right.
what
that's
to do
true.
About tornado. It was the first tornado in recorded history that happened a couple weeks ago.
In Bay Ridge?
In Brooklyn or Manhattan or,
wow.
I mean, in New York City.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in. And, well, you can't top a tornado, right? So we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you all for calling. It's great to be back. Thanks again to the guest hosts, Amy Eddings, Mike Pesca, Alice Ree, Andrea Bernstein, for filling in when I was away. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.